two.
Peace.
Two. Welcome to episode 10 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray. And how you doing, Ray?
I'm doing pretty good.
Getting ready for the big holiday.
Oh boy, it's coming up.
I'm not yet done with Sarah's Christmas shopping, so gotta get on that.
I think I know what you're gonna get her, though.
What's that?
A second Guitar Hero guitar.
See, that would be one of those gifts where it would be way too obvious that I got it for myself, you know? And I've talked about Guitar Hero way too much for her to think that I could pull off the, oh, but honey, it's so we can spend time together, you know? That's not going to work.
We can do this instead of having kids, see?
Hey, I'm not the one you have to convince about the kids.
No, it's all right. It's all good.
All right, so what do we have on the show today?
Well, we have quite a bit going on. But first up, we're going to head first into trivia for you. Our winner, who is the quickest to answer correctly, is VF Droid. This song plays when you finish a race in fourth place or worse in Mario Kart Double Dash for GameCube, and he got it right. So, VF Droid, send us your picture, and I'll make you into a floating 2-piece start head and add you to our contest winners page, which was successfully launched yesterday, by the way.
I think it'll be fun even for people who didn't, you know, hear our first few contests, because you can still guess the answer without having the answer kind of thrown in your face, so fun little page there. So.
And we're still waiting for the second one to be answered correctly.
That's right.
Still
it's a big question mark right now, so
yeah.
Figure it out, people.
All right, so without further ado, here is the next contest. All you have to do is leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. And remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition. So let the guessing begin. What do you think it is, Tim?
Oh, I think it's probably Halo 3. I think I heard that sound when you shoot somebody, maybe? Am I close? Well, I know it's on Xbox 360. Oh shoot, I shouldn't have said it.
No, oh no. Gave it all away. If we would have been like, oh, it's on the PS3, everyone's like, oh, I don't play any of those games.
Yeah, skip.
Does it have a game? You must be lying. Alright. Okay, next up is the topic of the week.
This is our Christmas Carol edition, correct?
Yes. You are free to celebrate your own holiday this time of year, but Tim and I both celebrate Christmas, and that means it's time for our official Christmas list.
That's right.
So first up is our Game of Christmas Past. I'm going to, quote-unquote, give a game to Tim by heavily recommending it to him, and vice versa.
So wait, how does that mean you're giving it to me? You mean you're encouraging me to buy it?
Yes, yeah.
That's not the same as giving.
I'm giving you the courage. I'm giving you the courage to get it.
You're going to give me a virtual console download?
Perhaps.
Hey, that'll work. Well, I'll have to suggest a game to you that isn't on the virtual console yet. I would give it to you, Ray, but I'm afraid they don't sell it.
I'm recommending this game to you not based on games I think you would enjoy.
Must be a Sonic game.
No. No, I'm giving this game to you with the hopes that you will find it to be a hidden gem that you will love and cherish forever.
Let me guess.
What?
Rez.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
Actually, it's a virtual console game. It's available right now.
Okay.
I recommend Dynamite Heady.
Ah.
Dynamite Heady was a game I rented too many times to count when I was younger. I beat it. It was ridiculously hard, but it was really creative, really original, great music, great graphics, great sound effects. It was just a blast to play, and it's one of the most unique games I've ever played, and I definitely recommend it for you, and I think you'll probably enjoy it.
Very cool.
Yeah, check it out.
I will. And my recommendation to you is a game I consider to be the Super Smash Brothers of its day. And I mean that in the sense that it had such replay value and such, multiplayer fun, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And that game would be Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
And you may not be a football fan, I really don't know. But it really doesn't matter because it's not really like football anyway. I mean, you could be the quarterback and throw it from one end zone to the other, and I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And you could be, I mean, if you were Bo Jackson, basically, no matter what, how many defenders were on you, you could always shake them off and run circles around them. And
is that the football game where it would break in the middle and you'd have to like beat each other up? Literally, like the game would stop because there'd be a big fight between the teams, and it'd show all these players fighting each other, and there'd be these meters, and you just had to press the buttons as hard as you can and see who
no.
won the fight.
No, Tecmo Super Bowl was meant to be like a real football game for its day, you know? It just couldn't follow the rules quite correctly, you know? But,
right.
Man, that was quite a fun game, and I don't know. I think Tecmo Bowl is on the virtual console, and it's not nearly as good, but it would give you a glimpse of what the game is like. And in fact, I believe that people have hacked the ROM from the NES and can play online against each other now. And there's actually Tecmo Super Bowl leagues.
Oh wow!
Because people love this game so much. I mean, it really is, for whatever reason, it is that much fun. So
that's great.
It was. Blast then, and even now, I mean, I still have an old NES, and my brother and I bust it out once in a while, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so after that is our console of Christmas present. Take one current generation console and lay out an upgrade you think it heavily deserves. Tim, what do you have?
Well, as I am about to receive an Xbox 360 for Christmas, I was looking into some different, you know, aspects of it. And I think I always knew these things, but I kind of forgot in the meantime because I really haven't owned a 360. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the 360, none of the models have Wi-Fi, is pretty, I don't know, mind-blowing at this point. I mean, I know the system came out a year before the other two, but there's really no excuse that they could come out with an Elite 360 and not have Wi-Fi on it.
Right.
And the other thing is just the subscription fee for being able to play online. I mean, so many of the games have an online focus. And I feel like subscription fees are something that PC gamers deal with. And I think, you know, I talked about this earlier, Ray. To see it kind of on the console side of gaming is a little disheartening, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely the merging of consoles and computers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really been a big fan of paying to play per month, which AKA means I'm not addicted to WoW right now. and I guess, yeah, like I don't enjoy paying monthly fees. I mean, no one does. But, you know, in this case, it's like, well, I guess the idea is that so many games are online, they just need to support their huge servers. But, mm-hmm. I mean, with Nintendo offering free online play, you know, it's like, of course, it's like crippled online play, but it's still it's friend code central over there. But I mean, it's free.
Well, that's the problem is the competition is not there yet, where they are forced to either lower the price or get rid of it. So I'm actually rooting for Sony to get their act together and give Microsoft some competition. So
that brings me to my console of Christmas present, which is the PS3.
Okay.
I think the upgrade that console needs is an A++ title that can't be done on any other system. I think it needs something huge to just draw the masses to it, and so that everyone would want to get that game, or I'm sorry, that console for the game that's like the best game ever, basically. I don't know how that would work, but that's what I honestly think they need to really succeed.
The PlayStation Eye, though, that came out, right? The camera?
The Eye of Judgment?
I have Judgment, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Don't you think that's a killer app right
That's
there?
Not an A++++, though.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, the PS3 is just still kind of sitting there waiting for something to happen. And It just needs like 3 years behind it before I can look at it and say, wow, this is something I actually want, you know?
Yeah.
Like 3 years of decent titles coming out. And that's what drew me to the 360. Not that it, I mean, obviously it has its shortcomings, but it's got a library of games that are very good and I can pick up for cheap. And the PS3 is just not there yet. So.
And finally is our game of Christmas yet to come. There are times when we dream of a certain game being made, and this is our chance to get the word out of a game we'd love to see under our tree someday. I want a game that transcends all consoles, is made by like all companies. Some kind of a fighting game where like all the characters from like all systems and consoles, it's, you know, it's kind of like, think of like
Smash
Mario and
Brothers.
Sonic. Kind of. I mean, think about Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, but think about it as like, instead of just Sega and Nintendo getting together to make a game, it's like everyone gets together to make a game. It's like the Olympics, not like an actual Olympic games that they do the Olympics in, but think of it that way. Like everyone comes together for world peace one day to make one giant awesome game that everyone would want to buy for every system. I think that'd be pretty rad. I don't know if there'd be too many, you know, cooks in the kitchen kind of thing, but
yeah,
it would be pretty rad.
Yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed when they do, you know, like X-Men versus Street Fighter and Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah.
And SNK versus whoever they versus.
Versus SNK 2.
Yeah. Well, no, but you're right. That's always fun to kind of see a couple different worlds collide there. And yeah, that would be fun. If they could get work the balance out, you know.
Yeah, somehow get together and all have a vote on what the game should be like and how to make it work. Pretty cool.
That would be.
Maybe it'd be the new WoW. It'd be an online subscription service.
$100 a month.
My second is for an amazing Sonic game. Surprise!
I knew you were going to stick him in there somewhere. I mean, you can't go on podcast without mentioning Sonic.
He's my hero. I
You like
I think,
Sonic Heroes? What?
Yeah. Here's what I think it should be, okay? It should be Sonic on a console. It should be a 2D side-scrolling Sonic game, but made with incredible 3D graphics. Please in HD for like 360 or something. Hideki Naganuma soundtrack. But instead of like have all the normal levels 2D, but the overworld in 3D. Like when you go from world to world, make that 3D possibly. And then actually make it good.
That's
like,
the important part.
That's the important part of this. And I think basically you're probably saying, well, that sounds like Sonic Rush. You know, yes, make it Sonic Rush, but make it not like an ocean adventure or some new style of Sonic. Make it just the old school Sonic with the regular Robotnik, put Knuckles in there and Tails in there. Make, you know, playable characters. Make
and
it that.
Add a bunch of new characters too.
No, like, no new characters. Just
like
the
a walrus, maybe? How about, they haven't done a giraffe yet.
You know what I mean, though? I think that could happen. If you, like, if anything, just remake all the old Sonic games in HD or something. Like, just make a really awesome new Sonic game that just brings out all the great qualities of the original without doing anything new. Just make it good old Sonic, but awesome again. Am I off my rocking chair here?
No, you're not. I actually totally agree with you, and I think that could happen someday. I really think that someday 2D will be back, you know? I mean, in some ways, fighting games are just kind of best in 2D, I think. And I could see a day where, you know, like look at new Super Mario Brothers.
Right.
They could have made a 3D, like, Mario 64-ish brand new game on the DS, but they went with the old school, and everybody loved it, right?
And
it doesn't have to be done on
right.
a handheld, though.
Why isn't it on a console? Because we get glimpses of that in Galaxy when it's side scrolling, and like you're walking side, you know, left to right, and I pressed down to see myself walk towards the screen, and he wouldn't walk towards the screen. It was like canceled out. It's like, oh sweet, it's literally 2D. Like I'm not gonna get a weird angle on this ledge. Like it's just how it is. Like just make a new Mario game in 3D, that sort of thing. That'd be
well,
sweet. Everyone would buy it too.
Oh yeah.
Like it can't be that hard.
I think some things are best left in 2D, and not because, like, Sonic can't do a 3D game. Like, obviously he can, but when you have when you're working in a more confined environment, you can make things more challenging, and there's not as many things that can go wrong. I mean, when you jump to 3D, you got camera angles, and you have the accuracy. When you play a Mario 3D game, you're not going to have the same accuracy jumping on a Goomba as you would in 2D.
And right, you have to come up with new ways of attacking.
Exactly, and so it makes it easier. The same with the Zelda games when they go to 3D, you know?
Yeah, lock games on.
The games are just easier. And I feel like there can be a big market for like a 2D Sonic game that just looks awesome and has more challenge than what is offered maybe in a 3D version, you know?
Yeah.
So... good thought. Hopefully they listen to our podcast and start working on it.
So what are yours?
My two are kind of connected, and I believe these games will be made. I just would like to play them now instead of in probably a year or two.
Right.
And those would be Mario Tennis Wii and Mario Golf Wii.
Hmm.
I'm glad they did announce, you know, Mario Baseball will be coming, I guess, in the summertime, sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll get there. They just only do one at a time.
I really enjoyed Mario Baseball, or Mario Superstar Baseball, mm-hmm. the GameCube. And I think one of the reasons I enjoyed it so much, actually, was because every character was animated individually so well.
Right.
And sometimes I wish that same logic would have been applied to Mario and Sonic the Olympics. Like... Even though baseball is kind of like an average game, when you really think about it, it's like it just looks so nice and all the characters are so unique.
They did a good job with that game. I was a bit sad they didn't really carry over that level of detail to Strikers.
Yeah, totally.
Because the mini games or uniqueness of the characters. I mean, especially on the Wii. They all had the same little, you know, kind of
power
move.
There were so many characters on baseball, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then you go to Strikers, and you have, like, what, 8 assisting people or whatever? Like, that, or what was it, 6 or something?
6,
like, that's
maybe.
All? My God, yeah. I had, like, 30 people in the last one.
And they were all unique, you know?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah, that's a shame. But, like I said, maybe it's best we get the soccer out of the way first and... save the best for last, I guess.
I guess so. Screw soccer. All right, next up, Comic Talk.
Comic Talk. So...
this week, we had our special Pong edition of the comic.
Yeah, I gotta say, this is probably the best drawn comic you've done yet, right?
I labored for hours. No, it really only took me about an hour, actually, I think. I think it literally took me an hour. And I feel bad when I do that, because it looked exactly how I imagined it to look. But it was like, but I didn't try hard. Like I feel like I need to put in a lot of effort for the comic to be good. And when I don't put in a lot of effort, I just feel sad about it. But it's like, there's nothing more I can do than what I had imagined. So
no, that's what it was.
It's like, that's Pong.
I kind of thought you were going to do more too. Like, I gave you the idea and I'm like, well, this is what it looks like in my head, but Ray will probably do something else to it and I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll see what he comes up with. And it came out just how it came in my head. I'm like, well, that's what I was expecting. I mean, I didn't know if you were gonna make the guy and the girl look different, but I think it worked the way it is. So.
Yeah, I don't know, but I wouldn't say most people agree with us though. It seems like most people are like, yeah, whatever, and that's understandable. I can, you know, I
well,
see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, look at Joystick. They seem to like it.
Well, what the.
Or
I looked
we were the least awful of the 6 choices.
See, I saw that poll and I was like, we're winning. I spent so many hours on the last few comics. And then like this one I spent like an hour and we're winning.
That's insulting to you.
And Kevin and Jessica and her brother Kevin were around and I was like, why is it winning? And Kevin was like, Ray, you're doing the formula, remember? You have to have a sex or drugs reference. I'm like, oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
The sex reference. Ah, freaking promiscuous.
Well, you know what? Somebody else had, like, a Metroid Samus Brawl type of sexual reference, and they're not winning, so...
it's true.
We just had a better joke, all right?
I hope that's what it is.
They didn't put a whole lot of comics up there, and most people, I mean, not a lot of people praised our comic. They just kind of said, well, this one was the least sucky of all of them, so.
What an honor.
What an honor. Well, you know, I think it was, it's a little good change of pace. We don't really have a formula, you know, it's just whatever comes to mind, and sometimes it'll be something real basic like this, or the Pac-Man one, or, you know, something that doesn't maybe take a lot of drawing, but, you know, it works.
Yep. So with every great or least lamest comic comes a good suggestion box full of great comments for us. My favorite comment of the week goes to DJ75728, who said, referring to the podcast, at the beginning I was like, Ray's dating Jessica Chobot, OMG, WTF, ROFL. But anyway, this was one of your greatest podcasts yet, and Jessica will always be a welcome to any podcast as far as I'm concerned. But Jessica should be ashamed. What the F is K-Soft? And how the heck was Sonic Riders and Shadow the Hedgehog the first two Sonic games to come to mind, 3D or not? I would have guessed Sonic Adventure 2, which I did before it was said, and I think I'll hold off on Olympic Games until they release Mario and Sonic at the Mobius Olympics. Thanks, DJ.
Yeah, well...
I laughed. We laughed. Jessica and I read that together, and we laughed pretty hard. And then we cried.
I have a comment of the week as well, also from the podcast. And it goes to Sugar, I'm going to call you Shug for short. Well, Shug put like four comments in a row, but the two that really got me were Jessica Hargraves? Nope, can't picture it. And then immediately after, let's see, 1 minute later, he posted, oh God, please don't kill me, whimper.
Jessica.
I thought that was great. Now, I think that, oh God, please don't kill me, was in reference to Jessica.
Well,
not
Suga, you're okay, because she's in Mexico soon, so she won't be coming back in about 3 weeks. You're safe.
Unless she lives in Mexico.
Right. That'd be a problem. Well, our most reoccurring and haunted segment of the 2P Start Live podcast is our dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Oh, that was quick.
Just wanted to get that out there. My podcast is running pretty hot.
Well, I'm going to go first here because I don't want you to pick the same one I picked.
Go for it.
Waluigi.
Oh, I did not pick
I think that sucks that they didn't put him in as a playable character. And in my opinion, this was like their last chance to really legitimize him, I think. You know, like, they seem to leave him out of a lot of things. Like, they could have put him in WarioWare titles, and they really could have given him a little bit of a little bit of time. Like, at this point now, he's always going to play second or third or fourth fiddle to everybody else, you know?
Well,
and so,
yeah, but at the same time, though, he doesn't quite fit with Wario anymore, because the Wario they chose for this game was the WarioWare Inc. Wario. He's part of a separate franchise. He has his own W logo. He's not part of the Mushroom Kingdom in Smash Bros, in other words. So to add Waluigi would be to, like, you know, be like, oh, well, it's Waluigi of the Mushroom Kingdom. But I mean, it would still work, but I think...
Well, it would work as well as King Dedede.
No, but that's different, because King Dedede is still in the same world as Kirby. It's still part of the Kirby franchise.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a stretch.
So, I mean, I guess... With Waluigi, it's like, you know, Sakurai isn't just going to put characters in because they're popular Mario characters. He's going to put in characters he thinks would be really good fighters, basically. In this case, King Dedede is a good fighter because he's a big character, and the only other big character is Bowser, so it's nice to have more of those people in the game. With Waluigi, it's like, what are you going to...
Waluigi, he could be the Dhalsim of the Smash Brothers series. He could do the whole stretchy arm thing or something, you know? I mean, come on, you don't have a stretchy guy.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it is. I'd rather have him playable. I'd rather have every single character playable, but I guess
yeah, as much as Ray is trying to justify the decision, deep down inside is crying.
I'm definitely saddened. It's my first great letdown by Smash Bros. For Shizzle.
Well, what's your Black Doom over there?
My Black Doom Award is going to go to Samuel Livingston of San Diego.
Oh, I hate that guy. who is he?
He is suing Activision. Okay, here's an article from Wired. Activision has now been named in a class action suit that alleges that the company engaged in, quote, deceptive and unlawful, unquote, conduct by selling the Wii version of Guitar Hero 3, which only outputs mono sound, not Dolby Pro Logic 2 surround sound as claimed on the box.
Oh, he's got a point.
Is it really worth suing over, though? Like, Guitar Hero just isn't the same without surround sound.
Let's just say he beat me to it.
Oh, God.
No. I mean, you know, you want them to put a patch out, and I think they said they were replacing everyone's disc, right? I mean, In the new year, they're gonna replace
all
their games.
Yeah, so they're working on it.
Sue them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, you could sue EA, like, 100 times over for the bugs in their games, you know? I mean, you could sue anybody for any number of things, but really, like... Why? What kind of personal loss did you get from not having Dolby surround sound on your Guitar Hero 3, right?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
That was my Black Doom Award.
All right, well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Are we not doing a podcast next week?
Yeah, we'll be busy and we won't have much time to be working on a podcast, but who knows, you never know. And plus, you all will be busy doing your holiday stuff, so you're not going to want to spend time listening to a podcast on Christmas Eve.
Especially not our podcast.
Especially this one. So, he's Tim.
And he's Ray. And this has been episode 10 of 2P Start Live.